So if there's anything on your mind, anything you'd like to get off your chest, anything else other than, you know, Action SA, maybe you want to still comment about what Herman Mashaba was talking about, I would love to hear from you. Those numbers, 021-446-0567 and WhatsApp, and 072-567-1567. So coming up, we're going to be chatting to Luane Bowers. Luane is a Cape Town DJ and needing help, assistance to bring a family member home. So, Luane, without any further ado, thank you very much for joining us on the show, sir. Hi, Luane.
Hey, good morning, Tino.
Ah, there we go. I can hear you now. Great. It's good to have you on.
There we go. There might be a slight delay from my experience calling back home. So, yeah, please bear with me.
No, absolutely. Listen, we do whatever we can, of course, to assist people, especially South Africans, and especially if you're in a foreign country and you're trying to get home and you've got the type of circumstances that you currently having to deal with, it must be so frustrating. So tell us your story, Luane, please.
Well, on the 21st of September, our third baby girl, Alea, she was born. And then 2 weeks later, on the 1st of October, was when I had to rush my wife to the hospital, of which we thought was a headache. We treated it as a headache. And a few hours later, after into the ER, I was being asked to sign a consent form for brain surgery. There was severe bleeding on my wife's brain, according to the CT scan. And basically, it's almost been a month since my kids have seen their mother, and I'm needing to repatriate my family, and most importantly, my wife, to a hospital in Cape Town, where there's family and there's much more support, and she's needing rehabilitation, and that's my call out for help right now.
So, obviously, repatriating your wife in that condition is not going to be easy because she needs medical care all the way through. It's not like someone's just going to allow her to sit on a plane and hope for the best when you're doing hours worth of traveling to South Africa. So just talk a little bit about the intricacies of needing to repatriate your wife.
So to my knowledge, speaking to the medical transfer team, there will be medical personnel on the flight. It is a commercial flight. And what they do is they flatten the backers of the seats. And according to the company that's doing this, the medical team, my wife is a stretcher case. So she will be lying down, flattened on top of 9 seats, of which I need to pay for. And of course, there's oxygen that she will need. So they will sedate her as well. So she will be in the gates of care. They do this out of the UAE, and I believe that they have one of the best services in the world as well. So I got a quotation of 60,000 dirhams from the company just to fly my wife alone. And to my knowledge, one of the reasons why it's so pricey is the fact that the airline is charging for 9 seats.
Yo.
The crew is the oxygen, like I said. And of course, there's ground support from the hospital that is accounted for. And unfortunately, our medical insurance does not cover that.
Okay, so obviously, when you're at Dubai International and you're waiting, you'll need a medical facility of sorts, right?
That is correct. The Dubai DXB International does have that room. I don't know the correct term, but we can, let's say, the medical room, of which my wife will lie there for a few hours, you know, depending on the time of the arrival of the aircraft.
Sure.
But then again, there's a team that specifically does that, and then they will transfer her from that room once the aircraft docks. And they will move it to the aircraft, of which there's a special kind of lift or hoister onto the aircraft from the back of the plane, apparently. And that is also pretty costly that I
come
to find out.
How much exactly are you looking to raise? By the way, if you've just tuned in, I am chatting to Luan Bars, Cape Town DJ. Used to be at Good Hope FM, if my memory serves me correctly. Is that right?
Yes, that is correct, yes.
Okay, so Luan is trying to get his wife back into the country, and we're trying to see how whoever might be out there can try and assist him. And if you do call us and there's some type of assistance that you can offer, we will connect you directly to Luane to facilitate that. But you needed to raise, what, 500,000? How much of that have you raised?
I've currently got, there's two campaigns running. I've got one on cricket as well as one on Backer Buddy.
Okay.
I know Backer Buddy is predominantly more for the internationals that have heard my story. So I've gotten some great help from people outside of the UAE, inside the UAE, as well as outside of South Africa.
Okay.
But yes, I'm needing, like I said, the 60,000, which is predominantly for the flight.
Yeah.
And I know for a fact that there is going to be other costs that I need to, other costs that I'm going to incur. Okay. With regards to the rehabilitation side, once I arrive in Cape Town, that I know for a fact.
Okay,
so as it stands, I'm looking at 500,000.
Oh, okay, so I'm looking at, so people can go and check this out. You can go to the Backer Buddy site if you like. I mean, there's also Quicket. It's backerbuddy.co.za/crystal-bowers, which is Bowers, and crystal is crystal. T-A-L. So www.backerbuddy.co.za/crystal, and then there's a dash and then Bowers. You should check that out. And let's see. If you can assist this family, then please get hold of us and we'll connect you directly to Luane. Luane, that's all we have time for, man. I'm so sorry that you are having to deal with this, but let's see what we can do to assist. Okay.
Thank you so much, Gino. Thank you, everyone. I really appreciate it.
No, not a problem at all. It's the least we can do. This interview is definitely the least we could do. So we'll definitely connect people who contact us. We'll connect them directly to you. That is Luane Bars, Cape Town, former Cape Town DJ, worked at Good Hope FM. His wife has now got bleeding on the brain. He wants to bring her back to spend time with the family. The kids haven't seen her for a long time. But I know what Cape Town's like. I know what you like. If you have means and you can assist, you will.